prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, O God. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, O God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you with a spirit of expectation, O God, knowing that you're going to meet every need on this morning, O God. Oh, gracious Father, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. God, continue to feed us with more wisdom, knowledge, revelation, but most of all, understanding of your holy word. Spirit of the living God, take complete control, O God. And Father God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor, which is due your precious name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. On this morning, I just want to encourage you. We are heading on the last 6 months of the year, and I thank God for what he's done, what he is about to do, and what he is continuing to do. But I just want to encourage you on this morning, don't you dare quit before your miracle. Come on, hit somebody. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare throw in the towel. Don't you dare quit before your miracle. You are on the verge of a breakthrough. David was anointed, but the night before things started moving in the right direction, young David was still rejected and secluded, battling lions and bears and literally just going through everything imaginable. But his breakthrough was close. Yes, it was so very close. And Ruth has grieving. She was grieving the sudden loss of her husband. Her womb was seemingly shut up. She had no money. She had no food. She had no plan. She didn't know what she was going to do. But little did Ruth know, she was just a few days away from the biggest breakthrough of her life. She had no clue, but something life-changing had already been scheduled for her by God. I just want to encourage you on this morning. Don't you give up, because God has a life-changing miracle with your name on it. Oh my God, somebody need to praise him right there. If you know God has a life-changing miracle with your name on it, you should give him praise right there. And we can even look at the Shunammite woman. The Shunammite woman had everything most women desire. A good, godly husband. She was known in the community. She had a beautiful home. She had property. And she was in a family business. But the one thing that eluded her, however, was a baby. And that woman had no idea. Her acts of honor toward the prophet Elisha would open her womb and release the anointing. And soon she would hold her miracle baby in her arms. People of God, you don't realize the kind acts that you do to someone else can release the blessings in your life. Come on here, somebody. Just by you being kind, I don't care how they treat you, but you continue to be kind. Continue to walk in, oh my God, integrity. Continue to walk with your head up. Continue to speak acts of kindness, to walk in a kind and godly way, and watch the windows of heaven open up. I don't know who this is for, but you have to stand. There is no time to give up. There is no time to waver. You cannot afford to throw in the towel. You cannot afford to say, God, I can't take it no more. You have to stand. If you're hit and you fell down, get up, dust yourself off, shake yourself off, get up and start your first works back over again. You see, the devil wants you to focus on the sadness or the pain of the situation. But I hear the Lord saying, press in for your win. Ah, you need your boat shot. Press in for your win. Your next big breakthrough is closer than you know. You see, people of God, the blessing that can change it all is closer than you know. The blessing that will change the whole situation is closer than you know. Oh, my God. The blessing that will move you to the next dimension is closer than you know. The plans God has for you are moving toward you more quickly than you know. I love you enough to tell you to snap out of it and rise up. Take your rightful place. Get up. Shake yourself off. Get back into the race. You're too anointed to quit. Ooh, you're too blessed for this stress, for all this chaos. You're too destined for that depression. You're too favored to be fearful. God sent me to tell you, it is your time. You will reap if you don't faint. You will win if you don't walk away. God wants you to lose yourself in prayer. He wants you to lose yourself in worship. He wants you to lose yourself in the word until you find yourself in him. He wants you to lose yourself in prayer, worship, and the word until you find yourself in him. See, you can't find yourself in other people. You cannot find yourself in situations. You got to find yourself in him. Your next report will be a praise report. Somebody shout, it will end in a praise. Ah, come on here. Let the devil know on this morning, whatever I'm going through, it will end in a praise. Galatians 6:9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now, Paul urges the Galatians not to grow tired of doing good. Doing good is hard work. Come on here now. Especially if someone begins to doubt whether or not it matters. You see, Paul is urging them to keep living in a way that is consistent with what they believe. They are free people. We are free people in Christ, and God's Spirit lives within us. Jeremiah 29:11. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. You see, Jeremiah 29:11 offers hope and assurance in uncertain times, reminding us that God is in control and has a purpose for our lives. So by studying the context and message of this verse, we gain valuable insights into trusting God's plans, living with purpose, and making the most of every situation. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. This verse teaches us, learning to be generous with God naturally leads you to be that cheerful giver God loves. And one of the most amazing lines in 2 Corinthians 9 says that God is perfectly able to replenish whatever you give so you can be generous on all occasions, which will result in thanksgiving to God. You need to tell God, thank you. Come on, tell the Lord, thank you. Tell the Lord, thank you for all that he has done in your life, for all the things that he is going to do. Thank him for your healing. Thank him for your breakthrough. Thank him for saving you. Thank him for saving your children. Thank you. Thank him for saving your loved ones. Thank him for being a wheel in the middle of the wheel. Thank him for never leaving you. People of God, God can do miraculous and amazing things in just 3 days. If you believe. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God. Oh God, we thank you for your revelation. We thank you for the knowledge, oh God. God, we thank you for the miracles, signs, and wonders. God, we thank you, God, that you would not allow us to quit. But God, now that we know with you, we can press on for the win. And God, even when we find times when we don't feel like going on, God, give us a push, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we said yes to your will on this morning and yes to your way. And God, we thank you and we praise you for every plan that you have for our lives. It's a plan. It's a good plan. And we thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. And we give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Meet me at Bethesda Outreach Ministries with Pastor Paul Weeks and Lady Rhonda Weeks in Leesville this Saturday, July the 20th at 12 p.m. Women's Conference. God has a mighty word for his people on this Saturday. Also, I feel the spirit of the Lord. Zion Hill will be having a vacation Bible school on the week of July the 22nd. Start that Monday from 6 to 8. And our theme for that week is choices. I promise you, we're going to have a good time. July the 22nd through the 26th, our theme for VBS is choices at Zion Hill Family Church. Remember, all is invited. Children, elders, we're going to have a good time in the Lord. And also, I ask that you will visit my website, patriciajwilliams.com. I have written another book, and you can get any of my books that I have written on my website, or you can go to Amazon.com and just type in my name. You will see a list of books. Remember, when you're down to nothing, God is up to something. And remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164.